Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Told you.
So are we live or not?
Yeah, you're live.
Oh, yeah, we're live.
Okay, there we go. We had some connection issues over here. We're just like, I don't know.
We had some issues, man. But we're back here, down here at Barry's. I just did my picks. We're going to the last
against the grain when it comes to Strick.
Last segment or two. Can't just
you want a wing?
You're right on Strick's coattail. So now we're moving here. And this is it, man. This is the last little 20, 30 minutes, Nate, before the game kicks off tomorrow.
It's buzzing, too. We're starting to get there, too, man.
Everybody's
tell you what.
Warming up a little bit. What you got planned for tonight? You going to kick it?
Yeah, we're going to a Lincoln Stars game. Going to a Stars game.
Oh, real nice.
Going to drink a little. What do you mean? What? It sounds great. I'm going to get on the Jumbotron. Every single time I've been to a Lincoln Stars game, I've got on the Jumbotron. Chug a beer. Hype the crowd up a little bit. That's what the Stars need. And guess what, Jay? I'll tell you this much, too. If I've been present, the Lincoln Stars have never lost.
Really?
Never lost.
How many fights have you seen there?
Last game there was two.
Two.
And there was like a full-on team brawl, too.
Oh, yeah?
And you got to remember, too, the Stars, these are like 19-year-old kids.
Yeah. But when you play hockey, you know that's part of your practice.
I mean, from Minnesota, you probably know quite a few hockey guys.
Yeah. Well, I never participated in that.
Different
though.
Breed.
Yeah. Yeah, they live for that stuff, so. I know it's a good time over there. I've been to a couple of them, man. It's a good
they're
time.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're a good time.
We're fun. And so I'll be in attendance, so they'll win. I'm wearing my sweatshirt, too. I'm ready to rock and roll.
So you're the guy when you get on the Jumbotron. Do you dance and stuff?
I dance, and then I chug a beer. Because you got to tell me, I know you've seen the Aaron Rodgers versus David Bakhtiari or something. The best way to get a crowd into the game, if it's, kind of just going by, not too many people involved, chug a beer.
Yeah.
Every time. You know how it goes.
And no stopping, just take it right to the head.
Right to the head. Yeah, and usually I'll have a second one, too. I'll give a weight, and then I'll chug the second one, too.
Oh, so you got it down then.
Yeah, oh, okay. You kidding me?
Yeah, okay.
The college, that's what we do in Southwest Virginia.
I know, right? I thought
drinking the moonshine gets you ready for those moments.
It's easy peasy for you, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
It is.
So you're the Lincoln version of Frank the Tank.
That's right.
So if we've seen you running down O Street,
He'll know what's going on.
Okay.
That's right.
Just don't show up on Instagram. No.
That's why we're not getting too crazy with it. But, no, I tell you, tomorrow, this is one of those games, and I was talking about Strick. this is an opportunity to make a statement.
Right.
Like, legitimately, and it's crazy that we've reached this point now at Nebraska football, but that's the reality of the situation, right, is everyone and their mother thinks that you're going to lose this game. You're a 14-point underdog.
Oh, for sure.
And you know what? This is a statement.
Yeah. I mean, you have nothing to lose. You're a dangerous team. They don't know anything about your quarterback situation.
We don't even know about the quarterback situation.
And so they just need to go out there and wing it. And it's not a game that where, you, like I said, you have to play – you know, like if you were playing Ohio State where you have to have magical games by everybody, the defense, offense, and special teams. You got to go out there and play up to your capabilities regardless of who's under center. And everybody else, yes, they have to step up, but you should be wanting to step up because you want to make a statement. You want to play up to the, you know, how you've been playing the first 2 weeks. So it's a winnable game. It's just out there for the taking, and that sometimes those games are hard, but I think they've learned the last 2 weeks the parameters of beating a team, beating teams that are – a little bit more buttoned up than us right now, and no, you're not as far off as the national, or you know, people, you know, lazy thinkers can think of, and so
especially at home.
Right. Well, it's at home, and the crowd's going to be ready. You know, Minnesota's a team that's been a thorn in your side, and they're, you know, with PJ Fleck and everything they come down here with, and last year the way that Nebraska played, starting slow, you know, getting stopped.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On the goal line.
Another game you should have won.
And then we, as we see the typical Minnesota Gopher fan came down. He got a beanie hat on, ugly, ugly, throw up colored yellow sweatshirt and shorts.
And like brown.
Brown shorts. Yeah, brown shorts that are like frayed. So the Gophers and their fans have came down to Lincoln, a nice little drive for them. And so they're going to be out, you know, taking in the beautiful Lincoln nightlife. But and then we'll hopefully welcome them to a butt kicking tomorrow.
When you were playing Minnesota, were they a pretty solid team?
We never played Minnesota.
Really?
No, we weren't in the Big Ten.
Why?
We were in the Big
12. Crossover, something regional type of game?
No, I don't know. The last time I think Nebraska played Minnesota before we joined the Big Ten, I think Nebraska beat them like 83 to something.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And so, you know, that was back like when I was in like middle school, it was in the 80s or something like that. So. Or no, high school, I think. I don't know when it was, but I remember watching. I was like, man, Nebraska came up here and scored 80 points. It was thrashing.
A butt whooping.
Yeah. So, you know, Minnesota, they've built their program up, but, you know, I think Nebraska's, you know, knows that they can play with them and should and go out there and beat them. And it's, you know, the way you beat them, but you got to go and do it. You can't sit there and wait for them to lose the game. And that's sometimes those are the hardest games because, you know, they're not going to make a lot of mistakes, but they're going to make enough. And so when they make mistakes, you got to take advantage of it. And so, you know, they're –
especially, you know, too, like the way that they play football, I mean, they're trying to limit the mistakes.
Right. So
that's how they play, is limiting the mistakes.
What they do is they play to their strengths 9 out of 10 times. And they try to really, really hide their weaknesses. But the way you get to their weaknesses are play well against their strengths, right? Continue to answer the bell. Playing in your system football-wise, making football plays, getting them off schedule or behind the chains offensively, then you change the whole dynamics of the team. That puts more pressure on the defense to have to play defense more. It's easy to go out there and play defense and you only have to be out there, say, for, you know, 4 series a half or 8
right.
series a game
right.
versus if you get up to 10, 12, it's a totally different ballgame. You saw that against Penn State. You saw that against Purdue. That when Purdue was able to put pressure on them offensively, their defense didn't look as well. And same thing with their offense. And so, you know, there's a recipe to go to victory, and Nebraska just needs to cook it up.
Yeah. And, again, playing at home. Do you think the weather's going to play any factor? Because it's so interesting because it looks like tonight it could snow. Again, we don't really know how much. But then tomorrow the high is like 52.
Right. Yeah, well, it depends on
– so I feel like the elements could play a difference.
It could. Well, look, I think, you know, when me and Nick call some high school football games, I think ball handling will be key. It'll be key for everybody, but really be paramount if we have a new starting quarterback in there. So the ball will be a little bit slicker. But I know
I think you got to go with Smothers.
But I think that, you know, Mickey and the coach staff are going to be or have been prepared for that. I'm sure they had the guys outside getting used to the elements, so I don't think it'll be that big a deal. But you got to make sure that you're on point with your fundamentals while you're in warm-ups. That's where you get it. Get used to the ball. Get used to the elements, how the snaps come.
Because it'll be cold.
You're right. It'll be cold. And but you're out there playing. You're not going to be, like, sitting there shivering.
Right.
But you got to make sure that, you know, when you go out there, you go through your process. You don't want to speed it up. There's an old saying, play fast but not in a hurry. And that's what Nebraska needs to do. So as long as they go about their business, they'll be fine. I'm completely confident that they can go out there and be successful and beat Minnesota. They just got to go out there and do it. They have the pieces to do it and the opportunity. So, you know, it's on like a bunch of butter popcorn. You know that?
It better be.
Yeah, it better be like that.
Yeah. Well, so, we're going to give away a jersey after this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a jersey. We're
signed jersey.
We're going to go into the grab bag.
$3.99.
The last segment here, because we got to get out of here at 42. So we're going to go to break right now, come back, have the short segment, give away the Jason Peter jersey. You going to pull out the name?
Should I? You want me
yeah,
to?
Yeah. Well,
I'll pull it out.
Pull out the name since it's your night. You're the guy that's always on the screen. You got to look at you. You know.
I will be. Young, so if you're going to the Stars game, look out for it.
Yeah, Nate. It's the Nate Brennan show tonight.
Yeah,
tonight.
That's right. Okay, so that's right.
We're gonna go to break. We're gonna come back, give away Jason Peter's jersey. We're gonna go, and also we're gonna give our score prediction for the game.
Yes.
All right. So old school, Nate Brennan, Jay Foreman down here at Barry's and Mercado. We will be back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.